You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound, get the most trusted Browns news straight from the team to your phone. All the training camp coverage you need right there in the palm of your hand. Download the official Browns mobile app for Apple and Android now and stay up to date on your team. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm back with you here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're going to give you our top three takeaways from day one of Browns training camp momentarily. But now let's go to Jonathan in Orlando. Jonathan, welcome to CBD.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. How are you?
Good to talk to you again. I just wanted to call in Matt. First off, I got to say, I got to give you Matt props. A couple of weeks ago, or last week it might have been, there was an article that came out that was just like talking about the rift between Farmer and Pett, and that was like our own local guy. And the
national
news took that and they ran with it. And I'm so sick and tired of seeing all these negative articles like, we're actually building something, we're actually heading in a great direction, and we can't be the ones shooting ourselves in the foot. Like, I'm not trying to be a homer or anything, but
sure.
Don't be so negative all the time. So I just want to say I appreciate
you got it, man.
What you guys are doing and the fact that you stood up for the Browns, and I hope they do great this year.
Me too. Thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Yes, thank you very much for that call, Jonathan.
And it is true. And now I know the world is not perfect, and I just think at this time when your optimism has to be so high and every television show, every network's giving their, once your synopsis, I just don't understand why sometimes around this, and I know you don't have a lot to go off of, it's why it's all going to be so negative, because as you and I consistently said all offseason long, can you truly say that this roster is worse 1-53 than it was last year?
No,
it's not. It's better.
It's better.
Okay. And I understand some people might look at the schedule and say it's harder. Some people might look at our division and say, they've all gotten better too. And that's true. But I feel like we don't have a rookie head coach anymore. We don't have a rookie general manager anymore.
Nope.
We don't have, a first-time starter in the National Football League in Brian Hoyer. We've got, viable receivers and more than just one. I think we have five. So, and as we've already talked to, one of the defenders, one of the best defenses in all of football.
Yes.
Potentially. At worst, top 10 when they were 11th last year. That all adds to my optimism, which is why the win total, as I look at this, season collectively, is higher than it was last year.
We all certainly hope it is higher than it was a year ago, and that's the goal: win actions into or words into action. Mike Pettine laying that out as his philosophy there. Let's talk about our top three takeaways from training camp today, and Matt, we'll start with you. Your number three takeaway today.
Number three.
My number three takeaway today is the energy and purpose that it looked like the Cleveland Browns practiced with today. I believe that these guys are not taking anything for granted. Other places I've been, the vets, those making huge salaries coast through a day like today or coast through training camp just wanting to get the season, collect their money, and go through another year. These guys looked like they had energy. They were excited. Yep. They looked like they loved being out there and loved being out there with their teammates. And so I said, they practiced with energy, they practiced with urgency, and more so than anything, purpose.
They did, and I'd say some newcomers made strong impressions on me in the first day, and I'm going to start on the offensive side of the ball now. Josh McCown is the leader of this offense, thought he showed good mobility in the pocket, slid around some of the blitzes, and delivered the football accurately. I also thought that Rob Houser showed very good speed down the seam. He looks like he can be a weapon when utilized in the right way. I don't know if he's a complete route runner, but when you can get him going vertically, getting going away from the quarterback, he's good. But he also showed the ability to post up on one of the third downs. It was about a third and four. Got right between two linebackers and made a very nice catch in traffic. So I thought that was nice to see as well on the offensive side of it. And then defensively, we'll get to that in the future. But offensively, a lot of quick passes, a lot of power runs we saw here today. And overall, I thought it was they didn't come out last year, and it didn't look like the defense completely was going to dominate them, especially the first team. I thought the first team offense held their own, which was good to see. Dwayne Bowe making some very nice catches. Physical guy. One catch on a third down drill on the sideline with Tremont Williams draped all over him just showed just how tough he is and how strong his hands are at the point of the catch point.
Number two.
My number two takeaway from today, and as you said, the newcomer that stood out to me, Tremont Williams stood out to me. I thought, as you mentioned, he was draped all over Dwayne Bowe, and that's just something that you're going to get. A good receiver is going to make those catches from time to time, but the fact that he was in the right position, he was draped all over that wide receiver, and I think that the people will be overwhelmed by how great Tremont Williams will be opposite Joe Haden and the amount of pressure that Tremont Williams will assume playing opposite Joe Haden. But for him, he's very comfortable because he's used to covering number ones, and now he'll have to cover just number twos.
My second one would be a couple guys really looking physical, still looking very tough and on the edge and able to get to the quarterback. And I'm talking about Scott Solomon, who got a lot of first-team reps today opposite Paul Kruger in rush situations and in run-stopping situations. There was a toss sweep where he literally drove Joe Thomas back about 8 yards and blew up the play. Nate Orchard as well. Getting to the quarterback, he probably would have had a couple pressures, if not a couple of sacks today, showing power and speed. One time kind of bull rush, drove the left tackle, Andrew McDonald, right back into Johnny Manziel. The other time, went around the edge with some speed. He looked good. I'm excited to see what he can do in pads. But really, you know, we talked about how good and how deep the fronts are on this defense. The first-team offensive line, first-team defensive line, they held their own against each other. When it got to the second-team D-line versus the second-team O-line, that second-team D-line dominated.
It's because we've got nine bodies that should make
because
this team
we've got
or could make this team.
A couple of starting defensive lines, exactly.
Number one.
My number one takeaway was your number three takeaway. Josh McCown is a good player. I didn't say great player. I'm not selling a dream. Josh McCown is a good player. He is a good person. He is a leader, and he's probably the most accurate quarterback that I've seen around here in the last few years.
And I'm going to go with my number one. Terrell Pryor looked pretty darn good out there, running his routes, catching the football. He was targeted twice that I saw in team drills, caught the ball both times, from one from Connor Shaw on a nice kind of back shoulder stop route. He looks big. He looks imposing.
He is
looks
big.
Fast.
Yes.
It's raw. It's very raw. The technique is not there, but the clay is there.
The clay is there, and to compound your point and my observation about Terrell Pryor, I concur with everything you said about him, and the one thing that I looked for as players stayed after to run an extra couple half-gassers, guys were working on their individual skills, and it just popped into my head, and I go, if I don't see Terrell Pryor out here working on his craft, he's immediately in trouble after one practice, and sure as heck, I didn't recognize him because he had his number 87 jersey off, but he was over there working on changing directions, selling head fakes, catching the football out of breaks with wide receiver coach Joker Phillips.
And he's doing that with Vince Maley, who showed the ability to get open today, but had a couple of drops. That was an issue for him at Washington State. Now they're saying he's still got soreness in that thumb, and maybe that played a role in it. But in the rookie camps, he was not doing that. He looked very good. I do like the fact that he's physical and can get open, though.
Yes,
hopefully
me too.
The catching will come.
And that was the knock, you know. Is can he do that and be as productive as he was at Washington State at the NFL level?
That's right, but you've got to catch the football. Overall today, I thought it was a crisp day of practice. I saw by my count a total of two kind of pre-snap mental errors with a misalignment, which is not bad for the first day of training camp. I thought that was pretty good.
I talked to a few guys after practice, you know, just catching up with them, and there was a few more bodies on the ground than I'm sure Coach would be excited about, which could just, you know, kind of bring on an injury. But all of that will continue to be fine-tuned. You know, tomorrow will get better, and they'll be humming, you know, in pads on Saturday and Sunday. So I encourage everybody to show up if you've got a ticket to training camp, because there's no venue that I've ever seen with a setup like this for training camp in the National Football League that I've seen.
It certainly is a nice, nice venue out there. Some other notes I have right here. Greco and Irving were rotating at right guard with the first team. We noticed that. I thought that the defensive line, especially that second unit, was getting a lot of penetration. Billy Wynn had a couple tackles for losses, or what would have been Xavier Cooper. Very quick first step, very active.
That's why you
on
drafted
his
him.
First day. He looked like he had a big-time motor there. Barkevious Mingo looked very quick off the edge, which was nice to see. And really, when you looked at this, as we talked about, another thing that I thought was interesting, I want to get your take on, Kaywan Williams was getting some reps at safety, not just corner. He was also getting some reps at safety. So just kind of diversifying his skill set again.
Yes.
And the other thing, which we noted right at the beginning, was in the 7-on-7s, not in the team drills, but in the 7-on-7s, the corners were wearing the boxing gloves again, so they couldn't hold, couldn't grab.
That was has been an Achilles heel, and I don't know how many Browns fans this year going to games that I just see throw their arms in the air when there was a, you know, a holding or a pass interference call by one of our corners. So that will only continue to help negate those penalties.
Yes, you don't want to have those holds. Those holds on what I the one third and 15 and a guy runs a 4-yard drag route and they call a hold and it's an automatic first down. I hate that.
What I hate even more when it's away from where
the ball even went.
Yes.
Right. Well, it could be in the sense that it, you know, disrupted the route and so that guy wasn't an option anymore, but there are plenty of times where it happens where it was never even a read in the play anyway. And yes, that is a very, very frustrating penalty. So that's what we saw. We want to hear what questions do you have about what happened with this team? 216-578-0850. We'll give you a breakdown of everything that we saw out there. Any player questions? You want to know how so-and-so looked? Let us know. Danny Shelton was out there. He was active. I think he's still kind of getting his feet under him. Early on here. But was drawing a lot of attention. They were going at him with two guys pretty much every single play from the offensive line.
And as I mentioned, if that can become if he's getting that attention by this line, this offensive line with Pro Bowler Alex Mack at center, and they're needing help on Danny Shelton. Danny Shelton will live up to the hype and be that asset. He might not be as productive, and his numbers might not be gaudy, but everyone else around him will be highly productive and get a one-on-one battle, which is what any defensive coordinator would wish for his outside linebackers or defensive linemen outside of their nose tackle.
Absolutely. When we come back, we're going to hear from Terrell Pryor talking about his first day as a wide receiver in training camp for the Cleveland Browns. That's up next here on CBD.